I'm a minute early.
Morning, everybody. So we are busy with understanding. We're trying to understand the sort of Yisurim. That's what we're busy trying to understand. We got to Yitzchok. We're busy with Yitzchok because Yitzchok is the Yisod of Gvuri. He's the Yisod of this midah of Mesiras Nefesh or Bekav Kabbalas Yisurim Ba'ava. So I just want to see where we got up to. We said that the Yichud, the ultimate pinnacle of Yichud, was there by the Maaseh Akeida. Oh, and we also mentioned that until the Maaseh Akeida, he couldn't do anything. He couldn't build Klal Yisrael. He couldn't have children, and not only that, but his spouse hadn't been born yet. And therefore, he was so kul kach miyuchad l'shamayim. That's the vote. That's what I was looking for here. His entire essence, his entire life was so kashur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and transcendent. He was living in a transcendent reality, but you can't build Klal Yisrael like that. Klal Yisrael you have to build here in this world. Olam Haba you have to build in this world. You can't build in Olam Haba. You have to do everything in this world. So after the Akedah, after Yitzhak reached that pinnacle of Yichud with Hashem, so when he came down, he got a new neshama, he came down. So now he was ready to get married. Now he was ready to build Klal Yisrael. Okay, so Reish Chaf Beis over there towards the end of the page. V'chein Yitzhak Avinu, it koinan le'yom ha'akeida, k'kala hamit koinenes le'yom chuposoi. Chazal tell us, that Yitzhak prepared for the akeida the way a kala prepares for a chupa. V'yivole makom shneim, shneim evim sanonim, shneim evim esai, shneim evim esaitzim, Avram doime kemi sh'osu chatonoi lebnoi, v'yitzhak doime. The Yitzchak, Avram was like the person who was making the chasa for his son. Yitzchak doimer kemisha osto chupa latzma. He was making the chupa for himself. That we saw yesterday at the end. That's the yalkut. B'shas akedi is yachid Yitzchak gavina makosh bochu b'tachli se yichud. Okay. Lumas Yitzchak bnei yankev avino avashalom kibul biyurusha mi Avram avino. Tafkid legalot ulofasim Hashem Hashem ulahamlich es HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'olam. We mentioned that Avram Avinu took on two tafkidim from Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon had two main purposes. The one was what Yitzhak did. That was what Yitzhak took on, which was the dveikus, the relationship, the etzim, essence relationship of being close to Hashem. But there was another tachlis that Avraham Avinu took upon himself that he bequeathed to his children, and that was the tachlis of bringing the whole world back to Hashem. The second oilam b'malku shakai. So Yitzchak took the first job, and Avraham Avinu took Yankov took the second one. La'amlich es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'oilam, not on just on himself, but on the whole world. Yevshal la'amlich es HaKadosh Baruch Hu mebli shiye lo am. Those of you be coming to the Friday morning Vaad, you know that you can't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Melech if there's no Am. You have to have an Am. You can't have a Melech who doesn't have an Am. What makes him a Melech if there's no Am? She can enem ein Melech below Am. Lechein tafkido haya livnoitu liyasid es Am Hashem. His tafkid was to build Am Hashem. That was Yaakov's tafkid. So he was makim as Yud Beishvotim HaKadoshim who lo rak hu lido. He didn't just give birth to 12 Shvatim, but he raised them with sweat and blood, with tircha, with suffering. Yaakov Avinu's life was riddled with challenges and difficulties. Before he got married, after he got married, the children, Yosef, Dina, before that, with Esav, with the whole thing, with love and his whole life, was just riddled with difficulties. This is what Yaakov tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Tzoras comes to Klal Yisrael. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, lo 20 shana amadati bebeis Lavan? Did I not stand in Lavan's house for 20 years? Ukashi yatzati mebeis epoge b'eisav arosha. And when I left Lavan, was sort of out of the frying pan into the fire. There I have to meet Esav. Ubigish la roges b'ni. And Esav wanted to kill everybody. He wanted to wipe out the family. Umasati atzmi lemisa aleim. And I gave myself up to die for that whole family. Now my children that I was prepared to give up my life for have now been handed over to the enemies. Like I raised them like little chicks. I delicately raised them. And I suffered terrible tzar gidol bonim. Bavuro. Because most of my life was one tzar after the next from my children. And now you're not going to have rachamim. You're not going to remember everything I was mois and nefesh for my children. You can't have rachamim on my children now. Whenever Klal Yisrael's in Tzoras, that's the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu, Chazal tells us, that's the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From a gadol, eshivim on nefesh. Yeah, there was shivim nefesh. Yaakov gave birth to 12 Shvatim. He then was Yerid Mitzrayim Shivim Nefesh. And before he died, there was Shishim Ribe. There were 600,000 Klal Yisrael. Ukefish Mova Chazal, Amar Rab Yudin, Lo Nifta Yaakov Avinu, Min HaOilam At Shiro Shishim Ribe Bibnei Bonov. Midrash Shem Breishis Robo. That Yaakov Avinu never left the world until he saw 600,000 of his descendants. Tafkidu shel Yaakov mistayem rak kashehu zoich lirot et hakomas am Hashem b'shlemusoy. 600,000, whatever the reason is, that's the shlemus of Klal Yisrael. When there's 600,000, I don't know what that means. Neshamas, root neshamas, people, lo yada b'yuk what that is. But you see, there's a thing called 600,000. That's the shlemus of Klal Yisrael when there's 600,000. Yaakov Avinu was zoicher to see that because that's what he built. He built an am. It's not enough to build yourself. Yitzhak built himself. He was supposed to do that. You needed him to do that, but that's not enough. Klal Yisrael can't come from building yourself. You have to build an am. After you've built yourself, for sure. Yaakov didn't wake up in the morning and go start building an am and makaring the whole world. No, he first built himself. But when he was Sholem, then he went and he built an am. Yaakov was very different to Yitzchak. Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael. He went into Mitzrayim. For one reason only. Lefasim imunin Hashem. Dafka v'mokam Eretz Yisrael. Dafka in the worst possible place. The worst possible place. What happened there? Sorry, one second. Maze. Sorry about that. Don't know what happened there. The worst possible place in the world, the furthest place you could get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from any zig of Kedusha, is Mitzrayim. It's called Erves Ta'aretz. So that's where Yaakov goes. Oit koinem l'chein hu l'chem neged Esav, neged Lavan, v'neged koicha sara, hama'akvim u'menoim es hispashtus HaKedusha b'kol makom. Yaakov in his entire life is fighting the forces of evil. All the prototypes, all the archetypes of the worst evil in the world, Yaakov encounters them and has to fight with them and battle with them and deal with them. All the forces that prevent Yaakov, his Kedusha, from manifesting in the world, Yaakov has to fight with them. It's like you don't see him fighting with anybody. He has a little bit of a moment there with Elimelech. He goes, he has a bit of a, you know, down there in Gazi, he has a bit of an issue with the Plishti. Beside of a chutzmizeh, you don't see Yitzchak having to deal terribly much with the, there was the fight over the boy race there, the wells that Avraham dug, that he dug, whatever. Okay, you see, he has a little bit of, but that's a blip. The rest of his life was spent in Shukoin, in Dveikus to Hashem. Hashem can Yaakov has to find his own wife, he has to work for her, his whole life he's battling, he's struggling with the forces of evil. In the womb is already, he starts off, he sort of begins already in the moon. He's sharing a womb with Esav. That's not exactly, That's an expression of what his purpose in the world was. He was holding on to Esav's ankle, the heel. That's a simon for what his life was going to be. He was going to be holding on to the evil. He's going to have to hold on to the evil. He's going to fight with it. He's going to be dealing with and grappling with the evil all his life in order to rectify the world. Yaakov Avinu make him esa'am shi'isoyes degel amunu b'ashem v'yipitzoyes b'kol makum. Yaakov Avinu creates, builds, gives birth to a nation that's flying the flag of Hashem. And he's mefarsiming, he's spreading that knowledge through the whole world. That's what Yaakov took from the chain of tradition that he took from Abraham, from Yitzhak. He went out and built Klal Yisrael with the purpose of being the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. These two tafkidim, to be dovok in Hashem, to build your relationship with Hashem, and to bring the whole world back to Hashem, to rectify the world, that we inherited from our avos. First of all, you have to go build your own personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. To enter into exclusive relationship just with Hashem. The second one is to take that and to express that outwards. The inner relationship and the external. The same in marriage, on the same year, these two tafkidim, in marriage you have the same two tafkidim. You have the tafkid of building a relationship with the spouse, and the other one is to raise a family, to raise a nation, to raise a people. So too, yeah, you have the internal relationship of building relationship with Hashem, and then you have the second one, which is going out and rectifying the world, and these two are very often, they facer each other. They're at loggerheads with each other. They impact on each other. Kasher Adam yoytzi lefasim lagalot et imunu b'Hashem bo'ilom, tu olol lazniach es tafkidu hasheni. When a person goes out to try and bring a Kodesh Baruch into the world, to try and mefasim kedusha in the world, it's very easy that he can negate the first tafkid. Leish dovek u'mekusha l'boirek b'koleis. To be dovek in Hashem all the time. Anybody know? We all know that. Anybody knows that. Midach gisa e efshal listager b'dalad amas v'yachad im zois lapitz esaymuna b'kolaylo. With such an, it's very hard to lock yourself in your room and be dovek in your dalad amas and mapitz imun in Hashem in the whole world. Hashem kach yesh letzet. You have to go out. Liyos ma'uru v'mabriyos. To mingle with a bria. V'lamadet otom esdak avoyde sakel. To go there and be a Kiddush Hashem and to represent the Kodesh Baruch in the world and teach people the ways of Hashem. So you have these two conflicting, seemingly conflicting avoiders. Anybody that's ever gone to Chutz Laaretz to do Kiruv Rechokim will tell you this is one of the most difficult things, is to hold on to your yeshiva experience and to hold on to your Kedusha that you manifested, that you had when you were learning and you were in yeshiva and you were very inspired, you know, you were there by Berkovitz's Kollel or whatever, and you were Gewaldik, whatever, and now you're out there in the middle of nowhere, where no one's particularly interested in you or your Yiddishkeit, whatever, now you have to go mafas and that, and hold on to your Keshu with Hashem, there's a mod, not poshut at all. And even in our lives, you know, being in the Beis Midrash is easy, being close to Hashem or whatever, but then you have to go to the office. And you go to the office and there's all sorts of things. So we have this contradiction and it's not easy, but that's what we have to do. But you know, Kishanayin b'mayis ha'keida nimtza dover pele sheniru l'choyre kahave amina ukemaskona. There's something very amazing. I mean, there are lots of things amazing about the Akedah. You can spend weeks and weeks and weeks trying to rip apart the Akedah. The Akedah is just the thing we, you know, just the Parshas Akedah, just to go through that and learn it properly. Unbelievable stuff there. Well, let's try and see something very interesting here, what he takes out of the Akedah. B'tchila Avraham Avinu lokech imo yishnei narav. Avraham Avinu took with him Eliezer and Yishmael. He took them with for the journey. He takes Yitzchak, but he also takes Eliezer and Yishmael. V'nira ki kulam holchim yachal nishtatev v'mayis akeda. What did he take them with for? Must be because they're also part of the Akeda. He didn't take them with to Stam. You know, he was going on a teal, so they were jealous. He had, you know, you're going up north. You have to take all the kids. No, obviously, Avraham Avinu understood that they were also shaykh to the Akeda. When Avraham Avinu gets a bit of a surprise, he says to him, "Can you see the cloud there on the mountain?" Yitzhak says, "For sure." And Yishmael and Eliezer don't know what they're talking about. They can't see it. Azoilim, and so then he says to them, "Shvunachem po ima chamor. You stay here with a donkey." So the Tanchuma there says, "Ima am hadoim bil chamor." What does it mean, "ima chamor"? Why did Avram have to tell Yitzhak and Ishmael, "You stay here with the donkey"? Just tell them, "You stay here." They know they have to look after the donkey. If he's leaving them with a donkey, so they understand. Yeah, Eliezer was no fool. He was trustworthy enough to find Yitzhak a wife. He was Avraham Avinu's Rosh Yeshiva. He ran entire household for Avraham Avinu. He was mamash like the prime minister of Avraham Avinu's kingdom there. So if you leave him with a donkey, for shteis, he has to look after the donkey. So what the pasuk have to tell him, stay here with the donkey. There's a tanchuma, im hachamor is am hadoim el hachamor. You stay here because you are like a donkey. That's a nice thing to say. At this elevated moment where you're going up to the Akedah, you're going up to do the Rotzon Hashem to bring a Yaakov Avinu, a Yitzchak Avinu as a korban. Now's the time to insult Eliezer and Yishmael and call them donkeys. And 2 minutes ago you thought they were shaykh to the Akedah. So they can't see the cloud, to call them Amma Daimel Chamor. But do it after Peshazu. Amma Daimel Chamor. Now that's, but what's going on here? What's everybody? He's busy with small cunt. He's busy, he gets a bit frustrated with Yishmael and Eliezer. He says, "Oh, what you do, like a donkey?" Mama Korepo. As a Hassan Seifer says something, Moyidikya, Mama Shnifla. On the pasuk b'yom hashlishi v'yisav rames einav v'yaris hamakom merachok. The pasuk says on the third day, Avram lifted up his eyes, v'yisav rames einav v'yaris hamakom merachok, and he saw the place from far. The pasuk alone can keep you busy for a few months. Rotze loyma ki begolus hazeh, this is Chasam Sofer, ki begolus hazeh shanu mekavim bo l'yom hashlishi. In this galus, we're waiting for Yom HaShlishi. Habayis HaShlishi Yebonu B'meira B'yomeinu. What's Yom HaShlishi? Habayis HaShlishi. V'hatziz v'habit v'abonaseinu Arabim, ki amokum adayin rachok. Avraham Avinu saw that because of our aveiras, because of the avoinos, that we're still very far away from that mokum. V'yom HaShlishi, from the Yom HaShlishi. What's making the Yom HaShlishi far away is because we are connected and mingled and assimilated amongst the goyim. And the only tikkun is to separate from them. Okay, in Amal Yishmael v'Eliezer. Therefore, he said to Eliezer and Yishmael, so they're the fathers of all the Ummah Sa'ilam. All the goyim in the world are either from Yishmael or Eliezer, Ruchnistik. Shvulachim po, you stay here, am hadoyim lechamor, mibli shetechabru imanu. You stay here, am hadoyim lechamor, separate, without joining us at all. V'ani v'hana nelchat ko, we're going to go up there, up to that place, and we're going to bow there, and then we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. They're going to have to be geirim. We're going to have to schlep them along as well. Hashem wants everybody to come back. And they want us to teach them the ways of Hashem. And it's Taruch Anu Letzeit Chutzel Levo Aleim Lilmud Amal. We have to go out, we have to go out, and we have to go teach them. Aval Haim Lo Yeviu L'Mechitzaseinu. You can't bring them into your Mechitzas. They have to stay outside. The Kosev Lo Yosif Yovo B'cho Oid Oral V'tame. You can't add, you can't bring in Oral V'tame, the Ola, what the Ola represents in this world, that thing that has to be cut off and thrown away. Represents that aspect which has no use in this world, Bichlal. There's no Kedusha there at all. There's nothing there. We'll come back to you. You don't come back to us. Okay, so that's the Chasam Sofer. This we have to understand what he's talking about. Bir advarim. Yishmael v'Eliezer meselemim mishnei roish ha'umas ha'olam. Yishmael and Eliezer, like we said, they represent the heads of the umas ha'olam. Gog umagog. Kamu Avram avinu notel es al atzmoy es atafki datak el oilam b'malku shakai. Avram Avinu took upon himself to rectify the world. He thought that he could include Eliezer and Yishmael, means all the Goyim, into the Maisa Kaida as well. Avram Avinu had no problem. He'll bring all the Goyim in as well. They'll all come up to the all up come to the Kaida, and they'll be ready to enter into a covenant of love with Hashem ad kedei mesiras nefesh. Meikaru sovakim b'derech avadoisil shel Yitzhak hayedai b'kach l'taken olam b'malku shakei danu kashe yigole Yitzhak avinu es mesiras nafshei l'man Hashem elokav b'benuchoychoyz Eliezer v'Yishmael yivatze matzav shebo yekiru v'yeidu kol yoyishvei tevel kilchat ikra kol berek tishva kol Hashem. Avinu thought that Yitzhak Avinu's Maisa at the Akedah, his Mesiras Nefesh at the Akedah, would be enough to schlep along Eliezer and Yishmael. Together, that the whole world will recognize that to you, everybody has to bend Hashem. At that moment of the Akedah, Eliezer and Yishmael would be Roy, and they would come along as well, and they'd understand what the Tachlis of the world is. But being part of the Akedah, not by them being on the Akedah, but being on the Mizbeach, but by seeing Yishmael at the Akedah, that they would have got turned on by that. When he got closer, he saw there's a big cloud on the mountain. Cloud always represents dark times, difficult times, Yisurim. Anan, Choshek, Anan Varofel. That's always a mess, an aspect of Hester Ponim. Choshek, darkness, clouds, Arafel, very thick cloud. Always represents Hester upon him. Choshek Agolius, Yisurim, Akedus, Veshchitus. All the difficulties that Klal Yisrael was going to go through, the pogroms, the Goluses, the Yisurim, the all the horrific, horrific history that Klal Yisrael was going to go through. Yishmael v'Eliezer einu mibchini ba'anon. They can't see the cloud. And lo shaykh, not shaykh to that aspect of us. He understood they're not shaykh to tikkun ha'olam. They're not shaykh to the cloud. They're not shaykh to the yisurim. They were so bound into choymriyos. That's the donkey. The chom or is choymriyos. He couldn't separate them from the choymriyos. That they could see the cloud. They could understand what the tachlis of the bria was. We can understand a little bit further. Oh, we've still got some time. When Avram Avinu says to Yitzchok, can you see the Anan? Chazal ani is divrei admon. Chazal used the Loshon Roy as I agree. Roy ani is different. I see Adman's words. What do you mean you see his words? It means I agree with him. That's how Chazal used that Loshon, the word Roy. Do you see his word? I mean, do you see? It doesn't mean do you see with your eyes. It means do you agree with him? Yeah, verstehst? Okay. So, Klema anima kabel is Dvorov. I accept his words. As Abravinu Shoelet Yitzhak, Aimenacha Roy Esa'anon, do you see the cloud? Meaning, are you prepared to accept what that cloud represents?
There's
The same way as Avraham Avinu had been shown by Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything his children and grandchildren were going to go through, all the pogroms, all the Auschwitzes, all the Inquisitions, all the suffering. And Avraham Avinu agreed to that. Avraham Avinu asked Yitzhak, are you prepared to agree to the cloud as well? Are you prepared to agree to that dark, difficult, horrific history that your grandchildren are going to go through? In order to keep Torah and mitzvahs, that's what they're going to have to go through. V'yitzak heishiv ki hu roye. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a scheme. Roye nom can I see. Means I agree. Pirish hu makabal alatz me dobeze. He was makabal that for himself. Luma sa yishmal v'yeza shiro roye sa'on. What do you mean they didn't see the cloud? They saw the cloud. They weren't prepared on a scheme. They didn't agree to it. I see came einu mochanim lekabel esan and kori esayisurim choishach vasevul. They weren't prepared to accept that. As meskolas advarim he shadain lo yegi asman letakel olam b'malkushake. Avraham Avinu understands. Now is not the time to the final tikkun. Tchila alam Yisrael levade litzu yichudim akorish bochu. First, Klal Yisrael has to go make that yichudim akorish bochu, like we saw in Chelek Aleph, comes from us. When it is dark and cloudy and Arafel, in the hest upon him, we'll go to Hashem and we'll dedicate ourselves to Hashem in the cloud darkness. V'emunoscha b'laylois, k'vishamra v'nishtachave k'leime v'nizbat legamri l'Hashem isparach. What's nishtachave? What's bowing? And bowing is you mevatel yourself legamre. Rak achakach noshuva aleichem. Only after we've been through 2,000 years of after the 2,000 years of that, then we'll come back. We'll pick up Eliezer and Yishmael and we'll suck in the world with them too. But they weren't prepared to go through the Yisurim. They weren't prepared to go into that. They didn't maskim to it. You don't maskim to that. You're not shaykh to the Akedah, and therefore you're not shaykh to Tikkun HaOlam right now. So you stay here in your chamor, in your choymriyos. You stay here in your little palaces and in your lovely physical world. And tickle your nerve endings and have some physical pleasures while we go on and fix the world and do what's necessary to do by going into the cloud, by going into that darkness, by going into the Yisurim ad kedem esiris nefesh. That's what happened at the Akedah. So that we have to see. The next step here is understanding how that moment of the Akedah took us out of the Marechet Hateva. The Yishmael and Eliezer, they stayed here ima chamor in the Marechet Hateva, completely bound by the laws of nature. And we, when we went up to the Akedah, when Yitzhak went up to the Akedah with Avram, he took Klal Yisrael right out of the Marechet HaTeva. We're now completely different Metzias. So that Metz Hashem we have to pick up and see. But we're starting to get a little bit of a taste here of the unique mission that Klal Yisrael was given via the Yisurim. Hopefully Metz Hashem will carry that on tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you, Avshem.